The United States is under systematic attack from without and within. And if you think things are bad now, I will assure you, you will look back in 2022 as the good old days. Just as I told you in the year 2020, you'd look in a few years as that as the good old days. Right on time, they're announcing the carbon lockdowns. Right on time, they're announcing the ban of cows. Right on time, they're announcing open pedophilia. Right on time, they're announcing they're not going to test any of the so-called vaccines and just force them on you now. It is so diabolical, so illegal, so outrageous. I have the insurance actuaries and the new Pfizer documents that were forced to release by a court, and it's confirming triple the deaths of people that have been taking the shots. Mass death in children and young people. Mass autoimmune disorders. Just this stack alone is enough to make a grown man cry. Just like they put the frog into the cold water and slowly turn up the heat. They're killing us. And we have to recognize it. We have to become conscious. We have to become aware of it. And we have to not submit to it. We have to know where we are and recognize we're under attack. And we have to climb out. But in the process of climbing out of that hot water, that's now killing us. We have to warn others. Because even if you don't care about the general public or your fellow man, which I know most of you do, we need them to save us. They need us to save them. So the planet is almost under the complete control at the top by criminal corporations sworn to bring in world government and depopulate us down to 500 million. That's what the Georgia Guidestones state. That's the official UN policy. That's what comes out of Ted Turner and David Rockefeller and Prince Charles and Prince Philip and Bill Gates's filthy, murderous mouths. So let's just cut to the chase here with everybody. They're using behavioral psychology against us. And if you don't fully wake up to what they're doing and just understand it's a program of attack and then resist it, instead of debating and arguing every disinfo piece they put out, it's over. We need a sense of urgency to cut through the propaganda and the lies and to bring out what is happening in the real world in front of everyone. The collapse of the third world by shutting them down under IMF World Bank control during 2+ years of lockdowns to flood the first world and bring us down. The accelerated devaluation of our currencies and weaponized inflation against the middle class and small businesses to get rid of the globalist competition and any infrastructure that could help the public and ever regrow a real economy. You've all heard the story of the frog in the pot, and it's true. If you throw a frog into cold water and slowly turn up the heat, it'll slowly get warm and then hot and then boiling, and the frog will roll over and die. If you throw a frog into boiling water, it will jump out. And we should call this the boiled frog society, because everything revolves around that with behavioral psychology. And again, I don't say this like it's cool. Do you understand? Because you have off-record meetings that are off-record, and I've never violated that. That they told me all this, and they said, you're not going to stop us. The public's too weak. They have to be dealt with. And if you behave like that, and if you don't rise to the occasion and get out of your trance, then they believe metaphysically they're allowed to slowly dumb you down, impoverish you, suck everything out of you, and kill you. So before the break, I was starting to pontificate about reading a lot of history books. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate. I probably read 100 books on the Roman Empire. Very fascinating. From the rise of the Republic and the Golden Era and then the long decline for 400 years after Julius Caesar, marking from Caesar 400 years forward to the sacking of Rome by the Visigoths in 410. And I remember reading the Roman histories that were written at the time and survived, and the Jewish histories, they wrote a lot of history as well. And they meshed up. They were basically the same report. And they were Persian histories of what happened to the Romans. But I remember reading about how As the Roman Empire began to implode, they would have the barbarians coming closer and closer to Rome and taking routinely more and more of Italy that the Roman city-state and empire was based in. And finally, in the last year before Rome fell, the scouts and the generals were bringing back reports saying we've got to raise taxes, we've got to mobilize troops, we've got to push them back over the Rubicon River, they are about to sack Rome. And the decadent population, not just the elites, said that'll never happen, it's impossible, we can't fall, just like we think America can't fall. And then, of course, it all got sacked and burned down. Part of the Roman Empire lived on for a long time until the Muslims sacked Constantinople. And that was the final nail in the coffin of what we knew as a civilization. And it's the exact same thing here. I mean, the barbarians have had their country shut down and they're starving to death. They're coming here. Millions a month. A quarter of the population of Central America has migrated here in the last 2 years. They have no jobs. They have no future. They'll be organized into political army and a permanent underclass. They're not our enemy, but they're being used as a weapon. A battle axe is not my enemy, but if someone's hitting me in the head with it, it's killing me. So I don't hate them. I just know they're a weapon. They've already been hit by the same globalist hitting us. They're actually our brothers and sisters. But just because you're in a lifeboat that can hold 20 people and 100 want to climb on board, you're all going to die. Instead of stopping the UN policies that collapse their countries, we'll now mitigate them flooding us, which is unmitigatable. So here's where we are. If we don't have a sense of urgency, if we don't have a sense of commitment to expose this, and if we don't move against it, we are going to lose. And I'm not going to join the globalist. I can make one phone call still, and all their attacks, all their lawsuits, all their deplatforming, it will all end just like that. I can snap my fingers and join them like that. But my soul is on the line. And I'm not going to sell my soul for 30 pieces of silver. But those of you that want to live in denial, those of you that serve the system, do you know how much grave danger you're in? Do you realize you're useful idiots that lower the drawbridge to the enemy, and then you don't think once the enemy takes over, you're not the first people they're going to imprison, the first people they're going to string up? These takeovers throughout history always, as the default, kill the traitors. And they finally come to those that fought and say, you were not traitors, and we know you're men of your words. We want you to manage your people now, or we're going to kill your children. They'll come to me once you've all been destroyed. And they'll say, Jones, now do you finally see? We want you to help manage these people. We want you to help now reorganize things. See, I don't want to get to that point when they got a gun to my family's head. And just like I told you what was coming in the future, I'm telling you what's coming now. And it will happen. It may not happen exactly on the date I predict it might happen, but it'll happen. I mean, let me explain something to you. I don't just have Roger Stone, who talked to Trump last week, who said he's going to announce in July. He might change his mind. I don't just have other Congress people I've talked to that have met with Trump. He is running. He is set to announce. He said he might do it on July 4th, probably would, but would do it by the end of July. And now his plane is repainted with a big American flag on it, and he released a video of that. Just because what Alex Jones predicts doesn't come true right when I think is the spot doesn't mean it's not going to come true. But I'm not always right. Sometimes we expose the globalists and fight them and they back off. But I live in this fight. This is all I do. And when you finally wake up to the fact you're under attack and you look around, you'll realize how real this is. And I just want to say to the people that are under delusion and serving the enemy, you're fools. I mean, you'll be destroyed just like us. And to the people on the bench, man, I really feel sorry for you. But for those of us that are awake, we better all be the most active we've ever been now, because our lives depend on it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The July 4th, 2022 Super Sale is live and only running for 1 week exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points and 40 to 75% off. All items are at least 40% off, and some of our best sellers are 75% off. This is the biggest sale yet of the year. Some of these products we're selling at below cost. We've got to move them out of the warehouse to be able to continue to stay on the air. So please take action and declare independence from the New World Order by keeping the tip of the spear on air and getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all this July 4th for your continued fight for America, and I would encourage you to join the fight even harder now, because we're so close to winning. InfoWarsStore.com, and celebrate July 4th, 1776, part two against the New World Order, because the answer to 1984 is 1776.
So, my friends, the hour is not late. The hour is not 2 minutes to midnight to be inside the jaws of the New World Order. We are now in the jaws of this giant snake. We are now being swallowed head first, because we're in a coma, into the stinking black satanic maw of the technocracy. Yes, there's a lot of positive news. Yes, a lot of humanity is starting to wake up. But if you just wake up to the New World Order and you don't stand against it, if you don't resist it, if you don't pray against it, if you don't economically fight it, if you don't politically resist it, you will be destroyed. Being awake when you're lined up in front of a firing squad doesn't save you. I've got a lot of news and a lot of calls and a lot of information to get to here today. But I just want to impart urgency on the viewers and listeners and on the prominent people that tune in daily to this show, this broadcast, to realize just how serious the cost is, and that it is extremely painful to face the truth, but it is the only way to make it through this. And that's why when I see their systematic annihilation of the Western world, their systematic destruction and collapse of the third world, the systematic, ordered Great Reset, and I just look at our enemies getting away with it and smiling and laughing, it is so painful to know what's coming next. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to walk out of here. I'm not going to stop doing the broadcast, but where we're going with the surveillance and the censorship and the debanking and the attacks is that place regardless. And so I am simply preparing myself and preparing you. Because if you're not mentally and spiritually prepared, if you're not right with God about what is currently going down, you and I and nobody else has a hope in hell. The United States is under systematic attack from without and within. And if you think things are bad now, I will assure you, you will look back in 2022 as the good old days. Just as I told you in the year 2020, you'd look in a few years as that as the good old days. Right on time, they're announcing the carbon lockdowns. Right on time, they're announcing the ban of cows. Right on time, they're announcing open pedophilia. Right on time, they're announcing they're not going to test any of the so-called vaccines and just force them on you now. It is so diabolical, so illegal, so outrageous. I have the insurance actuaries and the new Pfizer documents that were forced to release by a court, and it's confirming triple the deaths of people that have been taking the shots. Mass death in children and young people. Mass autoimmune disorders. Just this stack alone is enough to make a grown man cry. And then I've got a stack of news of prominent leftists caught recruiting and raping children and with child porn. And people say, well, that's good news. They're getting busted. Exactly. But that's why they're racing to normalize it. That's one stack. This stack ties into what I was just talking about. UN, the very group, the very front group running all this that ran the policies of lockdowns, reports of 345 million people are marching to the brink of starvation. An extra 30 million people, it was 15 extra million, are starving to death each year because of the COVID lockdowns. Those are real people starving to death. Those are real people dying. And here it's just an article. It's just a statistic. It's just a number. Do you feel safe when that's happening to these people? Does that make you sleep good at night? Does that concern you? And then we've got the Georgia Guidestone news. We've got mainstream media saying Trump's got his new plane repainted for 2024 ready with a big American flag on it. And we've got Boris Johnson resigning. We've got the big economic stack of news. We've got more Disneyland employees caught being pedophiles. We've got Army cuts off more than 60,000 troops, unvaccinated Guard and Reserve soldiers from pay and benefits. We've got massive Hadron superconducting super collider news. We've got it all. All the new pushes for gun control. All of it here. But what is the progenitor? What is the generator? What is the fount? What is the place from which this flows? And it is the psychotic globalist. You know, Boris Johnson posed as a patriot and brought in incredible tyranny. And now he's being flushed down the proverbial historical drain. And that's the same story for Joe Biden. So I don't like Boris Johnson. I don't like Joe Biden. But if you focus your disgust with them like a row of shark teeth, they'll fall out and a new row will row forward. A new row will swing into play and then you'll blame that row of teeth. And then another row of teeth will come forward. Instead of blaming the shark, the megalodonic, satanic, transhumanist system attacking, he'll be given hundreds of millions of dollars. He'll be rehabilitated. He'll be promoted to the UN for his job well done. But he is just a puppet. So the whole sport of making fun of Biden, and we're guilty of it too, and the whole sport of laughing at Kamala Harris, yeah, they're pathetic because they're slaves, because they're placeholders, because they're minions, because they're front people, because they're foils, because they're Quislings, because they're Benedict Arnolds. We have to identify the ruling globalist cabal that put up those Georgia Guidestones as the central cancer from which everything else metastasizes. And the good news is that's happening. We were the first 3 months ago to start beating the drum to impeach Joe Biden. Even if they don't have the votes, it'll focus on his crimes and who controls him. And it's the right thing to do when someone's cutting off your energy, annihilating your borders, promoting pedophilia, launching wars, destroying the currency, creating division, trying to force poison inoculations, to take control of the narrative and to put him on trial. Thank God Tucker Carlson came out and seconded that last night. And so is MTG and so have many other great leaders. And so I say to this audience of activists, I salute you for taking action and setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere and doing what you've done the last 3 months, hammering that point. And it's in that example that we can move forward and we can win. Remove the puppet Biden. Remove the other puppets. Let the globalists know we won't put up with their crap and make sure the next person they try to insert doesn't try what they've done again. You identify them, you turn the lights on, it's game over. When you have empathy, when you're connected to everybody, when you're dialed into God, like I know so many of you tuned in right now are, it's very painful to watch what's happening. But it's all part of it, separating the wheat from the chaff, the gold from the pewter, the clay from the silver. And that's where we are today, making a decision about infinity, about eternity. We'll be taking your phone calls coming up next hour. Phone lines are loaded up right now. But I just want to say this. Just like they put the frog into the cold water and slowly turn up the heat, they're killing us. And we have to recognize it. We have to become conscious. We have to become aware of it. And we have to not submit to it. We have to know where we are and recognize we're under attack. And we have to climb out. But in the process of climbing out of that hot water, that's now killing us, we have to warn others. Because even if you don't care about the general public or your fellow man, which I know most of you do, we need them to save us. They need us to save them. That is the golden rule. Do unto others as you have done unto you. And Christ said, I'll take it further. No greater thing can a man do than lay down his life for his brother or a stranger. Now, that sounds very selfless. And it is. And it's done from a place of goodness. But you know the type of society we'll live in where people will lay down their life for their brother or sister or their neighbor or someone they don't know? That's a good society. That's a strong society. And that's a safe society and a prosperous society and a creative society and an amazing society. So really, not being willing to lay down your life, you lose your life. You know that. It's a fact. And that's where our evil cities are. That's where our corrupt towns are. That's where our out-of-control families are. And please know, I'm not on some high horse. I am a lustful, aggressive, savage person. I've repented of it. But when somebody attacks me, I enjoy beating their brains out. I repent. I don't fight the globalists to beat their brains out. I fight them to get them off our children. And I fight them because God has commanded me to do so. All right. Just a lot of this is, I've been doing this 28 years on air. I come in here. I look at all this news. I was looking at it last night, this morning. And it's just insane. And I don't want to say I'm tired, but it's like eating your vomit. To read all this, to watch all these clips, and then to play it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like doing play-by-play commentary of the destruction of the human race is not like being Madden giving play-by-play for the NFL. This is not entertainment. And when I get to this place sometimes, this is when I have trouble even doing the show because I'm trying to force myself to cover this and I don't want to look at the Netflix pedophile star. I don't want to look at the latest videos we've got. I said within 1 year they'll be having sex with children at the sex bars. It's basically already started. And then there's the whole paradox of we shouldn't even play stuff like this on air, but then how the hell do you warn people it's going on?
History's happening now. The globalists are destroying our freedoms today, but humanity's waking up. That's why it's more important than ever this July 4th to count the cost and to make the commitment to redouble your efforts in the fight against tyranny. Spread the word about InfoWars.com and Band.video. Pray for a global awakening, which is really starting to happen, and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The July 4th super sale right now, up to 75% off Double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. July 4th mega sale starts now. And I can tell you unequivocally, we are offering some of these products at prices never offered before to blow them out because we've got to get the funding. So again, thank you for your support in the past. I'm asking for your support now. Plus, these are great products that will empower your immune system and your whole body. Up to 75% off of the products in front of me. From 40 to 75% off with double Patriot points exclusively for 1 week only. This is only running through next Friday. It is the July 4th super sale exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Declare independence against the New World Order. Stand up for independent media and the voice of freedom fighting the globalist, and get great products that empower your health and your body and your focus and your clarity at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your tireless support of our broadcast. And now the world's really waking up, and the work we're doing now is more important than it's ever been. So please visit us at InfoWarsStore.com for the July 4th mega sale happening right now.